Catherine's going to come and bring our reading to us this morning from Genesis.
The reading is from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. After this, Abraham had a vision and heard the Lord say to him, "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I will shield you from the danger and give you a great reward." But Abraham answered, "Sovereign Lord, what good will your reward do me, since I have no children? My only heir is Eliezer of Damascus. You have given me no children, and one of my slaves will inherit my property." Then he heard the Lord speaking again, "This slave Eliezer will not inherit your property. Your own son will be your heir." The Lord took him outside and said, "Look at the sky and try to count the stars. You will have as many descendants as that." Abraham put his trust in the Lord, and because of this, the Lord was pleased with him and accepted him. This is the word of the Lord.
There's a story of a family of tortoises who went on a picnic. Now, tortoises are known to be slow, and so to organise a picnic took a very long time. Having spent many months preparing their picnic, the tortoise family eventually left home in search for the perfect picnic spot. We should have a picture of the tortoises about to embark on their journey, I think. Now, 6 months later, they arrived. They'd got there, they'd found their perfect picnic spot, and with a sudden burst of energy, they set out their rug, they unpacked their picnic, and they were ready to begin their feast. But as the family finally laid everything out, they realised they'd forgotten something. They hadn't packed the salt. Now, there was a lot of grumbling and discussion, but the tortoise family eventually agreed that a picnic without salt would be a disaster. And so they nominated the youngest tortoise to return home to collect it. Now, although he was the fastest of the slow-moving tortoises, the young tortoise moaned and groaned and cried. "I don't want to go," he yelled. "I don't want to miss the picnic. I don't want you to start without me." Eventually, the rest of the family agreed that nobody would be allowed to eat anything until the little tortoise returned. "Are you sure you won't eat anything?" he cried out as he walked away begrudgingly. "We won't eat anything," they replied. "Not until you are back. We promise." And so the little tortoise left. 6 months passed, and then a year. Surely any day now the little tortoise will be back with assault. Another 6 months passed. Still there was no sign of him. And then a second year. Almost 3 years after he had left, the eldest tortoise could contain his hunger no longer. Picking up a sandwich, he began to unwrap it and he announced, "I can't wait any longer. I'm going to eat today." At that moment, the baby tortoise suddenly jumped out from behind a tree, shouting, "See, I knew you wouldn't wait. Now I'm definitely not going to get the salt." Now, today we are thinking about promises. We've already heard and made our own promises this morning in our dedication of Amy. Later on, our girls and our boys' brigades will be making some promises too. Promises come in all kinds of shapes and sizes. Some promises seem small. Others are extremely important. Now, all promises should really be kept, but as Lou's already shown us in our quiz, not everybody keeps their promise. And if you've ever experienced that, then sometimes it might leave us a bit like that baby tortoise, where we don't believe the promise that's been made to us, and where we don't trust anybody to keep their promise. Our Bible reading told us about Abraham. Now, he'd been called by God to leave his home and his friends and to go to a land that God would lead him to. And God had promised to bless him and to give him many descendants. Abraham had believed God. He'd packed up his home and he and his wife had set off to find the land that God wanted them to live in. But even though they'd done this, they still didn't have any children. So Abraham began to question God's word to him. Maybe he hadn't meant that he and his wife would really have children. Abraham just couldn't see how that promise could come true anymore, so he began to look at other ways it might be possible. Perhaps his descendants were to come from his servant. Now, in Abraham's day, this was quite common, to adopt a servant who would become your heir. So perhaps God's promise wasn't really going to come true in the way that Abraham had first hoped. But we heard in our reading there that God spoke very firmly to Abraham, telling him that his descendants would not come from his servant. He would have a son. And in fact, his descendants would end up being as numerous as the stars. We saw earlier on, I think, in the video clip, that not only did this come true, but if you trace the family tree down the line, many years later, Jesus was also a descendant of Abraham. God had fulfilled his promise. Abraham's story reminds us of the fact that God always keeps his promise, something that I'm sure each one of us needs to be reminded of every now and then. God doesn't make mistakes. God never lets us down. God is perfect. And if he promises to do something, then he will do it. Of course, he may not do it in the way we imagined. And he may well not do it in the time frame that we have in mind. But Abraham had to learn something that we all have to learn all of the time. That God's delays are not denials. Just because God's promises hadn't come true sooner didn't mean they weren't going to happen at all. And even though the time delay had made the promise seemingly impossible, nothing is too difficult for God. He can do anything, and if he's promised, then it will happen. We may not understand how, but we don't need to, because God always keeps his promises. And when we know that, like Abraham, we will learn that we can always trust in God, because God is faithful. The last verse of our reading that Catherine brought to us this morning, verse 6, said, Abraham put his trust in the Lord. Unlike the tortoise in the story, Abraham believed what God said. He knew it was true. He trusted that he would bring it into being. This is what it means to have faith, to trust and believe in the truth of God, even if we can't see how it will happen. Now, there are many things that God has promised to us in the Bible. God has promised to forgive us if we tell him the wrong things we've done and ask for his forgiveness. God has promised to give us new life when we believe in him and choose to follow Jesus. God has promised that there will be nothing that can stop him from loving us. And God has promised that he will never leave us. He will always be with us. And these promises can help us when we make promises too. Like Abraham, we are all on a journey. And sometimes we can't see where we're going next. And that can leave us a little bit unsure of what to do. But you know, we can trust God that he will be with us. If we look to God, he will guide us, just like he guided Abraham and Sarah. If we trust in God, he will help us to do the right thing and to live as he wants us to. We may not know how things are going to work out, but God does, and nothing is impossible for him. So this morning, let me encourage you to look to God and to trust in him, because he always keeps his promises and he is always faithful. Let me just lead you in a prayer as we reflect on God's word to us this morning. Loving God, we thank you for that reminder that you do always keep your promises to us. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to trust in you. Lord, help us, for those of us that are a bit unsure where we're going next, help us to know your hand guiding us. Lord, give us strength to live for you. And Lord, for those of us who feel sad or feel distant from you, Lord, remind us that nothing will stop you from loving us. And help us to look to you, to your strength and to your guidance for the whole of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.